Goodness, I wish I knew what to do with this old money, Cecil.
I know what I'd do with it if it were mine.
But it isn't ours. It's Uncle Thomas's, and we're keeping it for him.
Yeah, only he doesn't know it.
Cecil, if it hadn't been for us, he would have lost that.
Well, now that we've got it, we got to do something with it.
Where are we now, Cecil?
Oh, I don't know. Ever since we got out of your house, we've been walking.
Do you want me to carry the satchel with the money in it?
No, I'll carry it. Where are we headed for now, Sally?
Goodness, we were so excited. We've walked nearly 20 blocks.
I think we ought to find a good place to hide it.
That was a bad idea of mine, Cecil, to hide it in my house.
Well, we can't just walk around on a dark street carrying the money.
Let's keep on going. I'm going to think of something soon.
Why didn't you want to hide it while we were at your house?
Because, Cecil, I happen to think, suppose the house burns down.
I think we ought to dig a hole and bury it.
Of course. And, Cecil, we better do it right now.
We ought to have a box to put it in.
Why do that? The money is in the satchel.
Hey, wait, Sally, stop. Look, do you know where we are?
No. Oh, Cecil, we're down by that old warehouse.
I know it. Hey, this is a spooky part of town at night.
Oh, this is fine. No one can watch us.
Well, I think we ought to get back on a street where there are people.
Oh, no, Cecil, we don't want people to see us.
Yeah, but, well, look, there's not much light along here.
Well, you're not afraid, are you, Cecil?
Who, me? Why, of course not. Why, I should say not. What is there to be afraid of?
You know what I think we should do with this money, Cecil?
Well, I think we ought to go back and get in Ben-Hur and not walk along here at night.
Oh, no, Cecil, it's too far to go back now.
Golly, I'm getting nervous.
I'm not. I think this is fun. I'll bet the pirates used to feel like I feel.
What if something happened to us, or this money?
What can happen?
I don't know. I wish I did. Well, let's decide what we're going to do with it.
Well, we want to hide it.
We could go back and get in Ben-Hur and hide it over at my house.
But we don't want to hide it in a house, Cecil. A house might burn down.
Well, we could hide it in Nero's doghouse. That wouldn't burn down.
Oh, no, Cecil. Nero might tear the grip open.
Well, we could go back and dig a hole in either your backyard or my backyard.
No, I think it would be best if we buried it away from the house.
Yeah, but there's no place here to bury it. Just these old dark buildings.
Let's turn down this street, Cecil.
No, listen, Sally, let's turn around. Come on. Hey, wait a minute.
What is it, Cecil?
There's somebody down there.
Where?
See, there.
Cecil, do you think Uncle Thomas or Butch are following us?
No, he's bigger than that. Hey, come on, Sally.
But, Cecil, I thought we were going to turn around and walk back.
No, I don't want to pass that guy. Let's keep on going like we were.
All right. Here, Cecil, let me hold on to your arm.
Now, don't stop. I'll look around and see. He's coming behind us still. Walk faster.
Turn down this alley, Cecil. Let him go on past.
No, it's too dark down there. Walk faster, Sally. Gee, I don't like this.
Neither do I. Cecil, you're not afraid, are you?
No. But don't poke along. All right, turn here. Now, there's a little more light on this street.
Do you think that man is following us?
I hope not. If he isn't, he'll go straight on.
Hold tight to the money, Cecil. Oh, dear, I wish we were under your house.
Can you walk faster without running, Sally?
I could skip.
Now I'm going to look around and see if he turned. Sally, he turned.
Cecil, maybe it's a policeman after us.
No, it isn't. Not with a cap pulled down over his eyes.
Oh, Cecil, wait, I can't keep up with you.
Well, he's following us. He can see us carrying this satchel, Sally.
Shall we run, Cecil, shall we?
Oh, it's no use. Every time we hurry, he hurries.
Maybe he thinks he knows us. Maybe that's it.
Hey, Sally, see this alley ahead of us? Look, see?
Yes, Cecil. What are you going to do?
Well, when we get to it, we'll step in the dark there and wait.
Oh, I'm afraid, Cecil.
Maybe he'll go on past us.
I've never been walking with $2,000 before.
All right, Sally, now. Quick, jump behind the fence. Quick, here.
Oh, Cecil, it's so dark back here.
Don't make any noise. Here he comes.
Are you going to throw the money away?
No. I'm going to hang on to it. Shh, Sally. He's just going to pass us.
Hi there, buddy. Hi, wait.
Well, come on, Cecil. I've tied my shoestring now. We can walk on.
Wait a minute. What's your hurry?
You mean me?
What's in the bag?
Oh, what? bag.
Oh, no, nothing. It's just an old bag. You don't want it.
You can't take it. It's not yours.
No.
Hey, is that gun loaded?
Give me that bag.
No.
You can't take it. It's not your money, and it doesn't belong to us either.
Oh, so it's money, huh?
No, it's not. She's just kind of silly.
I am not. Yes, I am a little crazy.
It's just a lunch. No, wait a minute. Here, I'll give it to you. Take it.
Oh, Cecil, Uncle Thomas is $2,000.
$2,000?
Please give it back to us. You're going to get caught for this.
Where'd you get it?
We took it.
We borrowed it. I mean, it's not money.
My father's governor of this state. He'll make you pay for this.
Just a couple of thieves, huh?
We are not. Now, you better give that back. My father, the governor, will not leave a stone turned over until he finds you.
Sally.
Take that.
Mister, I give you my solemn word, it's not money.
Yeah, I know. It's your lunch pail.
Don't, mister, please. What are you going to do? Ooh, what are you getting your knife out for?
Don't stab us, mister. Take it. It's all right. We don't want it.
I'm going to cut this bag open, see?
Oh, and to think we tried to do this to save Uncle Thomas's money.
$2,000. Boy, what a break for this baby.
Now it's all over, Sally. Oh, golly, $2,000.
And it's Uncle Thomas's money. We should have let Butch Williams take it.
Pipe down while I cut this open. Ah, now for the jack.
Oh, dear. And it's all in $50 bills.
Are you going to take it all, mister?
Hey, what's the idea? What are you trying to pull here? Where's the money?
It's in the bag.
Who are you kidding? Where you got the money?
Honest, it's in the bag. $2,000.
Yeah, is this it?
Cecil, look what he took out of the satchel.
It's... Sally, it's the Polly Parrot.
Cecil, it's Mrs. Mason's dad, Napoleon.
A Boyd, huh?
It's not a Boyd, it's a bird.
Where's the money?
Oh, Cecil, there's a mistake.
We got the wrong satchel, Sally.
Come on now, where's the money? You want to get plugged?
And here we've been carrying around a dead Polly Parrot in a satchel.
Once more, I'm going to ask for it, and then you can have it.
Oh, we don't want it, mister. You can have it. You can have it stuffed.
Mister, there isn't any $2,000. You see, we got the wrong bag.
Cecil, look. Here comes a man down the street. Look.
Oh, you're a couple of nuts. I'm beating it.
Oh, Cecil, we're saved. Look, there he goes.
Look at him run,
wait.
Sally.
You left your Polly Parrot. We don't want it.
Now, Sally, don't. Hey, look. How did we get this, then? And where's the money?
Oh, dear. I don't know, but we've got to get out of here right away. Mr. Williams hasn't gotten to the station yet, and maybe we can get the satchel with the money in it. Hurry up.